Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges we all face, which during today's show will have us focusing on genuine happiness and how higher ego power can get in the way of our ability to experience it. It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting relationships with family members, our friends, co-workers, and even with ourselves, that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement, with lots of destructiveness or distance that may be taking place involving poor communication or inability to compromise, and a lack of compassion or empathy, often rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity that can be impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, coming to know our life's purpose, and getting on with our life's work. Lots of people reporting dissatisfaction with their station in life, lacking a sense of direction, feeling lost, and a sense of meaninglessness rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to do effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts that take place in our lives, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Again, rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, which many nowadays are being acquired from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and our ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives. If things aren't going as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or being mentally ill. It has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that, and what I'm sharing with you in my shows, books, and website about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our program today, we're going to continue focusing on our ability to experience genuine happiness, an important part of life, and what higher ego power can be doing to get in the way of that happening. Last week, I shared what I've learned from you about the main ingredients to genuine happiness. These included being at peace with ourselves and with others and the world. Also, being motivated by love in your dealings with people and life rather than anger or fear. Being connected to a sense of your life's purpose, both humanly and spiritually, which is intimately connected to your sense of service in whatever you're doing right now. Being free of inappropriate expectations of yourself, of others, and from others, often involving wants and desires, leaving out important consideration. And finally, being able to love and accept yourself just as you are, while being willing to grow. These are what you have shared with me about what it takes to experience genuine happiness, and each of them can be made more difficult when higher ego power energy is at work in your life. So I want you to ask yourself, how am I doing in each of those areas? Is there a need for growth or improvement? If there is, it's very likely your ego energy is getting in the way and distancing you from real happiness. In our program today, we're going to look at the impact of higher ego power on genuine happiness, which is an issue that millions of people are experiencing that's often linked to feeling over-empowered in their lives. People who are living in roles such as dictator or narcissist, a rebel or a control freak, a person who is an ultra-competitor and a bully, are some reflections and examples of when that's taking place. And I talk about them in my book, The Two Voices Within. They aren't at peace with themselves, others, or the world. In fact, they're often in conflict with them. They aren't motivated by love in their dealings with people in life, but rather power, control, pleasure-based happiness, and anger. They don't experience a sense of purpose in their life rooted in service to others, human and divine, but mainly to themselves. They often have expectations and make demands upon themselves and others that are inappropriate and are intended to satisfy their needs for control over things and people in their life. And they have difficulty in accepting and loving a version of themselves which doesn't have the control they feel they need. They often experience pseudo-happiness or fake happiness when things are going their way or not under their control, or under their control, and when anger, experiencing anger when they're not. They live a version of happiness that's built mainly on getting physical or psychological pleasure, but that doesn't last. People with higher ego power often experience over-empowerment, and there's an intense need to control what is taking place in their life, which makes happiness difficult, if not impossible, to experience. They often feel entitled to take whatever they want in the name of their happiness, no matter who gets hurt in the process. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions of people experience these difficulties, as there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. I want you to take a look to see, if you or somebody you know, somebody you live with, or somebody you work with is experiencing any of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and the ego impact on spiritual wellness affecting happiness that I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego power voice is talking to and through you. And the first one is, you confuse getting what you want with getting what you truly need. You confuse getting what you want with getting what you truly need. There's a term I use called needs, wants, confusion, where people often look at one of them and think it's the other. For example, seeing a want as a need. And we've all been in that place where we may have confused them, but people with higher ego power, due to the nature of that energy, are doing this on steroids. They always think that whatever they want is something they need. And these are some of the questions that you might want to consider that tie in with the symptom to get a better understanding of whether this is going on for you. Do you often feel anger and frustration when you don't get what you want? People with higher ego power often experience that because it's like a violation of their control. That's not supposed to happen. I'm supposed to get what I want, whenever I want it, wherever I want it, from whoever I want it. Another question, do you convert wants into needs? And this is something that takes a little time to think about. Something that I want becomes a need. And that's what people with higher ego power, when that voice is working through them, that they often experience this intense need or the conversion of needs, conversion of wants into needs. And also, do you have difficulty recognizing that you already have what you truly need? That you already have what you truly need. This is something that's extremely difficult due to the blurring that often takes place to really see that much of what I have is what I need. And much of what I would want is what I need, or what I need is what I already have. So there's a lot of confusion in that area for people because of the energy. The higher ego power energy focuses on empowerment and having control in your life. So it gets into that kind of areas. Another symptom. You experience lots of happiness when you think things are under your control. Happiness and control are intimately linked for people with higher ego power. And some of the questions that kind of go with this symptom. Do you have a strong connection between the amount of control you have over life and happiness? So when you look at your life and you think about what's under your control and how much of it, whether it's people or things or what you have in your life that you want to have, do you have difficulty feeling happy when things are not under your control? That's an area that people with higher ego power have a difficult time with, because when we don't have what we want, we feel unhappy. That's not supposed to happen. That's not supposed to be taking place. And so it's a violation of our control when that's not taking place. So having difficulty feeling happy, being okay with life and what's going on if you're not getting what you think you need to have to be under your control. And do you think that happiness involves getting things that lie outside of you? One of the difficulties that people with higher ego power experience is the source of happiness is really not something from within. It's somewhere outside. It's within something they think they need or something they want, people, things that they really gravitate toward as a means to their source of happiness. So when their ego voice, their higher ego voice, is actually pointing them in the direction of looking outward. So looking inside, looking inside oneself is not something that people with higher ego power are able to do. Another symptom that often takes place is that people feel entitled, the higher ego powered person feels entitled to emotionally harm those who frustrate their needs to experience happiness. There's a sense of entitlement that often comes for people who have higher ego power, that it's okay as a means to get in control over what I want, or taking care of the people who are standing in my way, who are frustrating me, to behave in a physically or emotionally abusive way. So do you feel justified in hurting others to stand in your way? Do you feel justified in hurting others? And by the way, you may be listening and thinking, well, that's a very unusual thing for somebody to experience or think. Well, not for people who are living in that energy. I talk about the abnormal normal, and a lot of times this is the abnormal normal, meaning that it's okay for me. I'm entitled to hurt the people that may frustrate me in my efforts to get what I want. Another question tying in, do you give yourself permission to insult your spouse or partner for doing little things that that upset you, and you get much more upset than you need to be, like for not cooking a good enough meal, or maybe not having sex when you want to. They're frustrating you, your desires for control. Or maybe when your kids don't comply with your wishes, you feel entitled to be abusive of them, physically or verbally. Also, do you feel people deserve to be punished or mistreated if they get in the way of your happiness? Kind of tying in with the other two questions that people might experience. I want to talk about one more symptom as before we get to our first break. You can experience happiness when you're lying to people or you're stealing from people or when you're cheating or exploiting or manipulating or abusing others. People with higher ego power think the means justifies the end. So the end is I want to feel happiness or what I think happiness is. And if I have to lie or steal or do all those other things in order to make me happy, that's all right. That's acceptable. Does getting over on people make you happy? You know, it's almost as if I have control over them when I take advantage of them, when I exploit them, when I manipulate them. And are these the times or the activities that the only times when you do feel happy? Something having to do with enjoying taking advantage of people, that you somehow feel stronger or superior over them because you're able to do any of those things. So those are some of the symptoms. I didn't get to all of the symptoms, but you can see them in the free download of It's Your Ego Stupid from the homepage of my website. You don't have to have all the symptoms or any of them all the time, but the more symptoms that you do have and the more often they happen, the stronger the indication that you are experiencing higher ego power that needs to be healed. And you're also going to need to consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on, because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. Hiding from us due to the prism we're looking through to know ourselves and our life. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego power person's ability to experience happiness. Ego stupidity is happening when we're engaging in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It can affect how we see ourselves, our life, our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. And it can often lead us to conclude that the abnormal things that we think, feel, or do are normal when they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become our abnormal normal that we don't realize we're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at us through the same ego energy prism that we're looking through to see ourselves and what we're doing. And this has nothing to do with our intelligence or the absence of spirituality or being under the influence of a mental illness. Those are often used explanations that people use to explain what they see taking place in themselves or others, but really they have little or nothing to do with what's going on. Because we are spiritual, we are intelligent, and we are imperfect people, but we've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of our own making due to unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And we can stay stuck there until we heal the energy within us that's leading us to create them. We can do this with the use of ego medicine that consists of, firstly, knowing what ego is and isn't, getting to the truth about the energy that ego is, intimately rooted in our survival, as well as understanding myths about ego that have been out there that often lead us away from understanding the truth about ego. Things like thinking that ego has an intentional quality, which it doesn't, or that it has an intellectual capacity that is able to actually reflect upon itself, none of which is true. Another ingredient to ego medicine is you're being able to tune into your ego energy, which means getting a handle on what is the amount of ego power and the amount of ego flexibility and the amount of ego vulnerability that is present within your particular energy. I had referred to them as volume levels, and my books and my website and this show are all about helping you to get a tune into that, to get a handle on where you're at with regard to the volume of your ego energy. And also being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we create with those that are connected to truth and reality, in a way replacing those inaccurate thoughts and irrational thoughts, illogical thoughts that we construct, build upon the energy that is flowing into our mind, or ego mind as some may call it, with those that are much more connected to reality, that can serve us both humanly and spiritually. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk about several reflections of ego stupidity. As I may have said before, some of these can be strange and weird or seem weird, wrong or even funny. And a lot of times that's because you're not living in that higher ego power energy. When you're living in that energy, it may be a harder, much more difficult to realize that what's going on isn't right or acceptable or appropriate. And as I said, many people are, and it's their abnormal normal. And they have a difficult time realizing that it is abnormal. They don't know or think that things that are going on are abnormal or reality or disconnected. Sometimes we can have a person can seem to realize that some of the things that they're thinking or feeling or doing need a change, but they can't change them because they're still stuck in the energy that is their ego energy. They may have what I refer to as intellectual insight. They can think the right ideas, the right behaviors, the right feelings. They just can't live them. They can't make the changes that help them to live them and to be those healthier ways of being, something I've referred to as experiential insight. Okay, we're going to get started now talking about some of the reflections of ego stupidity, some specific ones. The first one is that wants and needs are the same thing. That I want, something I want, and something I need are the same thing. The thinking that goes into that, that's a little bit of that needs, wants, confusion I talked about earlier. It's a non-reality-based thought because wants and needs are not the same. And I think that most of us have an understanding of that, at least a basic understanding of it. But people with higher ego power have a much more difficult time because to see a want as something that's optional, it sort of violates their needs for control. It's whatever I want is what I need. That's their way of living their life when it comes to those kinds of things. Sometimes people that are raised in homes that are affluent, overly affluent, and they don't learn the difference between a want and a need. You've heard I've got kids who can be spoiled. Permissive parenting can often lay the foundation for having that difficulty. Telling the difference between a want and a need, there's a lot of empowerment, too much empowerment that may be given to kids in times when they're not mature enough to handle that, all of that. And also looking at a larger level, the advertising industry does a great job of selling you a want as a need. And so many people embrace that. And unfortunately, they can become disenchanted when they're unable to see that what they're looking for, what they are wanting, isn't truly something they need. But when we're caught up in thinking like that, when you're thinking that, or somebody with higher ego power is, it's your ego making you stupid. Another example of this reflection of ego stupidity is when people think, I don't have what I need. People can get very much locked into this thought, I don't have what I need. And they often expand the range, their ego power expands the range of their needs to include wants. As a result, they get into this thinking that I don't have what I need. The reality for most people, and I'm talking about 90% of people, if not higher, is that we pretty much do have what we need. We do have that. If you look hard at your life and what's there and what's available to you, most of the time you have what you need. And I remember as a child growing up in a lower middle class income level family with 9 people in it, that there were a lot of things that I wanted that I didn't have, but I had what I needed in order to be happy in my life. And I was happy back then. So understanding that the thought, I don't have what I need, is an irrational thought. You have what you need. You just don't know that you have what you need. And so when you're thinking that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection, the more I can control, the happier I can be. Again, a centerpiece of the higher ego power person's life is power, control, and that's why I refer to it as over-empowerment. They just associate so strongly the idea of being happier with having more control. And this gets into the territory of understanding the difference between pseudo-happiness, I refer to it as fake happiness, and genuine happiness, the confusion between the two. People with higher ego power often look at getting pleasure-based needs met as the means to happiness. Pleasure-based needs, whether it's psychological pleasure or physical pleasure in their life. And they just take that as the place where happiness resides. Happiness resides in getting more of the things that make me feel good, make me feel pleasure. Now, there's nothing wrong with having pleasure in our lives. It's just when we turn it into the foundation of what makes us happy or can make us happy, and when we bypass all those other ingredients I mentioned at the beginning of the show, being at peace with yourself, others, and the world, being able to accept yourself as you are as you grow, and each of the other ones, that becomes completely out of the frame of reference for people who have bought into the pseudo-happiness, pleasure-based a happiness version of what it means to be happy. So when we get caught up in thinking that the more I can control, the happier I can be, that when you're thinking that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another example, another reflection, it's okay to hurt others who stand in the way of getting what I want. Okay, this is a thought. And again, you may be thinking as a, quote, normal person, who would think that? Well, people that have higher ego power who are ego blind in terms of seeing how much that need for control in their life, the need for empowerment in their life has upon it. And as a result, they may feel threatened when people violate their sense of control. And that makes it okay to hurt them because they're getting in my way. They shouldn't be getting in my way. I should be getting whatever I want. And nobody has a right to stand in my way. So a lot of times when this is going on, when you're thinking that, it's your ego making you stupid. And I'm going to mention one more reflection before I talk about ego insights. It's okay to use people in order to get what I want. This is another thing that people with higher ego power, that voice of ego, higher ego power creeping into their ego mind and leading them to think that it's okay to use people. So this whole idea that greed is good, exploitation is good, manipulation is good, is at work in the mind of this person. They may not be completely conscious of it, but it's there, and it's the way they look at things. It's just the way they think about things. So when people are caught up in that area, they're thinking that, it's your ego making you stupid. Even though you're a smart person, and even though you're a spiritual being, you may be having difficulty with your spiritual wellness, something I'll be talking about later, and you're not a mentally ill person. It doesn't take any of that for people to think what I just referred to in each of those examples that I reflections I talked about. Now I'm going to offer some specific insights that are connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty experiencing genuine happiness for those with higher ego power. These are insights intended to help you see more of the ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties experiencing genuine happiness that's lasting. And the first insight, your higher ego power voice is preventing you from knowing the difference between genuine happiness and fake happiness that's pleasure-based, something I mentioned earlier. That voice is standing in the way of you knowing the difference. You don't even know that voice is standing in the way, but it is. That's that energy that's coming forward and manifesting in this voice within your mind. It's a metaphorical or a figurative voice. It's not an audio voice you can actually hear, but it's the energy that's coming through that's leading you in that direction. So when you're dealing with that, you can never look for happiness in the form of peace or being motivated by love or not being influenced by faulty expectations. You can never get to that place because your ego energy is preventing you from being there. Another insight. Your higher ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that genuine happiness isn't something that you can have direct control over. This idea that you can have direct control over happiness, your voice, that higher ego power voice, is making it difficult for you to realize that genuine happiness is not something you have control over, direct control over. It's about working with and being those things that I mentioned earlier, but you don't control happiness. And that voice is leading to the illusion of being able to control it with whatever means you want to use to get it. It's as if you think you can press a button, and that's the kind of thing that we can try to do with the things that give us pleasure, psychological or physical pleasure, that pseudo-happiness. But that's really not the same thing as getting and experiencing genuine happiness. So that's an illusion that you're caught up in. Also, another insight, Your higher ego power voice stops you from realizing that the temporary nature of your happiness means that it's not the real thing. When you are experiencing genuine happiness, it's durable. And you're missing the durability of genuine happiness, even when you're going through times of difficulty. So we can be, the undertone of our lives can be one of happiness, even when we are experiencing the healthiness of a sadness in regards to something that's gone on in our life, a loss or a failing or something that happened, or perhaps we experience guilt because we need to do that, or anger or anxiety when they have the proper place in our life, that we can still be fundamentally a happy person, connected and experiencing all those contributions I mentioned earlier. But for people with higher ego power, happiness is often temporary, and it's when the expiration date, as I've called it, on their happiness has run out from whatever that pleasure-based source of happiness was that they were drawing upon to think that they were experiencing happiness. Genuine happiness doesn't have an expiration date. It's a constant kind of thing. So these are some of the reflections of ego stupidity and the insights involving ego's voice. And again, there are many more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, available as a free download on the homepage of my website, egoandspirit.info. We're coming up on our second break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Real Conscious Connection, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to experiencing happiness. How it can impact the relationship that we have, that spiritual relationship we have with God. Ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. Yes, the godness within our being that we can be connected to, or maybe we've become somewhat disconnected from as a result of what's happening with our ego energy. This involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds when this energy is getting in the way of experiencing happiness. Ego is getting in the way of being the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that God is within our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as we go about experiencing happiness. Ego getting in the way of being able to recognize the presence of God in all life forms, including ourselves, as well as honoring and respecting others at all times and in all places as we go about experiencing happiness. Ego getting in the way of being able to access the healing and transformative energy that God is within our being when we are connected to human and divine truth as we work with truth and understanding to experience happiness. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, again, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego power. And we're going to start with being the love God is. Our first example of ego's impact on spiritual wellness and happiness. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when they aren't at peace with themselves, others, and the world. Something that I mentioned very early in today's program. Our ability to be spiritually well and at peace requires an unconditional love for all that their ego is standing in the way of being, and in turn, our ability to be happy. It's standing in the way of our experiencing the inner peace and the outer peace that's essential to experiencing happiness. When we're being the love God is, it opens that door to happiness when needs for control are not affecting our ability to be at peace. So when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another ego impact on our spiritual wellness and happiness. People with higher power have difficulty being spiritually well when they're motivated by pleasure-based desires rather than love in their efforts to be happy. And getting caught up in pleasure-based happiness, whether it's rooted in getting physical pleasure met, needs for physical pleasure or psychological pleasure that come sometimes with higher ego power connected to their demands for control. Your divine connection involves relinquishing over-reliance on pleasure, something that may be quite difficult for people with higher ego power because they can often be quite good at getting it. They're good at getting all of the things that they want in life, the various toys maybe, or things that they, money, status, things, people. And it's often really difficult to let go of that because in some ways it's almost pleasure intoxication. I can't stop getting enough of those things that make me feel good rather than happy. So your divine connection involves relinquishing over-reliance on pleasure so that happiness can emerge from the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love God is. And so when this isn't happening, when you're not being able to relinquish that, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Now we're going to take a look and talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when they're dishonoring and they're disrespecting others with their efforts to get the things they want to make them happy. I mentioned earlier things like exploiting people, manipulating people, abusing others physically or psychologically. This seems rather obvious, but I think it still needs to be pointed out that when we're engaging in that, we're in this process of dishonoring things within us and which surrounds us, and as the means to getting our needs for happiness via pseudo-happiness met. Your divinity, that God within your being, that love, life, and energy that God is, does not allow you to dishonor and to disrespect others as the means to your happiness. So treating others as less equal and less worthy is really undermining your ability to experience real happiness. So when you are engaging in those different ways that all are about demeaning others, mistreating others, treating others as less equal and less worthy, you are distancing yourself from being the life God is. And so when this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Again, even though you're an intelligent, spiritual and imperfect being, this is creating an obstacle, a distance, a weakening of the relationship with God in your being. Another ego impact on spiritual wellness: people with higher power have difficulty being spiritually well when they're using and manipulating others as a means to their happiness. Again, I mentioned this earlier. Your divine connection doesn't permit dishonoring others with the exploitation of them in order to experience happiness. So when we're caught up in that kind of way of living our lives, and sometimes it's rather obvious, people may be pointing it out, but we still can't help ourselves if we're caught up in that energy. And if we know we're exploiting others, one of those costs is, and it may not matter to you, but the more you realize that that's part of your divinity, that cost maybe comes into focus, and you realize you can't experience a healthy relationship, a healthy spirituality in the context of that kind of behavior and treatment. So when that's not happening, when you're doing those kind of things, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Last, we're going to talk a little bit about the energy God is and ego's impact on it. Being able to recognize the availability of healing and transformative energy within your being when you're connected to your human and divine truth. And by the way, this capacity is 3 million years in the making. I think I've referred to this in my previous programs. Even though we are all of a certain human age, roughly 30, 40, 50, whatever age you are that you're listening, who's listening, that's our human age. But we also have what I think is a divine age, and that is, how old are we from the spiritual standpoint? And that would be approximately 3 million years. Some people think it's longer. But that involves the design that went into our being over the eons of time that have led to all the things that are part of who we are. And including in this is this energy that allows us to heal and transform into progressively better versions of ourselves and to know progressively better versions of life when we meet it with human and divine truth, something that ego can be getting in the way of when it's imbalanced, whether it's a power imbalance or a flexibility, a vulnerability imbalance, or two or three of all those things. So these are some examples of when this can be taking place, ego impacting our spiritual wellness. People with higher power can have difficulty being spiritually well when their healing and transformation is being undermined by use of over-empowerment and control as the means to experiencing happiness. So when we are caught up in things that involve empowering ourselves in an excessive and a healthy way, when we focus a lot of our lives on getting control in whatever way it takes, it's as if we pressed a pause button. We are pausing our growth and our development, healing and transformation inevitably meant to occur throughout our whole life. That never stops when we meet our lives with truth and understanding, both human and divine. Your divine connection will not permit healing and transformation when you're trying to experience happiness in the absence of truth and understanding due to your need for control. This is an absence in which you're caught up in many faulty ways that I mentioned earlier, in which you're going about experiencing happiness, all those kind of pseudo-happiness connected ways of getting physical and psychological pleasure that are misguided. So when that's happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. I'm going to mention one more ego impact here on spiritual wellness and happiness. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when healing and transformation is being undermined by their confusion regarding the difference between wants and needs. When we're heavily into that confusion, which is often the case for people with higher ego power, that is, again, putting the pause button on their healing and transformation. And your being the energy God is involves a healing and transformation in which there is a clarity about the difference between the two and the falsity of treating wants as needs. Living in a more truth-based existence, living the empowerment of truth. And when that's not happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God so much harder than it has to be, which is what happens when ego is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and easier when we remove that obstacle. Now I want to offer you a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from higher ego power and are able to experience genuine happiness. All of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and ego's impact on spiritual wellness I referred to earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. When you're healing your higher ego power, this is what your voice will be speaking. An excerpt from the two voices within. I now recognize the damage and destruction, large and small, I have brought to others in order to meet my demands for pleasure. Often I made demands by lying, stealing, manipulating, intimidating, or exploiting others. I now recognize that I can never know genuine happiness by treating others in this way. One cannot be the love, life, and energy God is within this treatment. My happiness cannot come at the expense of another living being, be it an animal, plant, insect, or human. My happiness resides within the recognition, celebration, and use of all the gifts I have received, human and divine, and within divine truth. Again, the words of your voice when healing from higher ego power. As we leave our focus on higher ego power and experiencing genuine happiness, please give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights, and the spiritual impact I've shared with you. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. We've reached the end of today's program. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine, assisting you in your efforts to know true happiness. Our program next week will focus on lower ego flexibility energy and difficulty experiencing genuine happiness. These are people who believe they know and own the truth about happiness and how one should go about experiencing it in one's life. Their emotional experiences are often filled with pseudo-happiness when people in the world are, or appear to be, sharing their version of truth about happiness and anger and resentment when they are not. We're going to look at the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and the insights needed in order to heal it with ego medicine. I do want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I end today's program with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.